Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. If you're in your car, I hope you have a safe, nice, relaxing drive. If you're on a walk, I hope that you are feeling like a hot girl, as you should. And if you're doing anything else, we love
Slay.
You. And thanks for coming. Thanks for staying. If you're new, I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Today we have a fun topic. We are talking about how girls indeed have very few, but they do have flaws. And we're reading stories about it.
This is a new development that we just discovered. But we're going to read some stories about some crazy interactions you guys have had with girls. And we have some from a guy's perspective as well, which I think will be interesting. We did one episode called The Men Tell All, where we had guys write in.
And that was iconic.
That was iconic, and we should do it again at some point. We just got back from Austin. We had the Dear Media in Real Life event, which was so amazing. Honestly, really just cool to see how it all came together.
Yeah, it was so well put together. It was such a cool, I don't even know what word to describe it besides cool and awesome and amazing.
It was so fun. It was, we met a lot of you too. And basically it was kind of a convention, or what did you call it? Like an event, I guess, but there were a bunch of different vendors and like pop-ups, kind of like little booths or places that had products where you could like do skincare stuff. And Lauren had a Skinny Confidential little setup. And then there were tons of speakers. So Chelsea and I were on a panel together about social media. And we were on it with Kenzie and Peyton. And then Robin, Girl Boss Town, moderated it, which was so fun. It was so fun to hang out with everyone. And it was just a great, great time. And then we got to meet some of you. We had lunch. Like, it was just, it was a blast.
Yeah, we were saying, because we were all in the green room at one point, sitting around this, like, coffee table. And it was kind of after most people's panels were done. So we were all just talking about our lives. And I think Robin was saying, this feels like a camp. Like, it feels like we're all camp friends.
Yes. It was so fun.
It was really fun. And Dear Media just slays. I love everyone who set that up. Thank you to everybody who made it happen. It was an awesome event.
Yeah, it was really cool. I think they're going to hopefully do more in the future, as they should. It was a success, as far as I know. I'm not the owner of the company, but it looked like it was very successful. It just was really well done. Immediately upon arriving home from Austin, I headed straight to Arizona for a Suns game. I told you guys last week, or on Tuesday, I told you that they slid into my DMs and gave me 2 playoff tickets, which was the best day of my life. And it was one of those things where, so when I recorded that episode and when they did DM me, we had just lost 2 games. And so it wasn't looking that great. And basically there was this game in between the one that they gave me tickets for. They gave me tickets to Sunday's game. The Friday game before hadn't happened yet. But basically, if we lost that game, it was not looking good. It was like, okay, I'm still going to go regardless, but like, we know it's over.
Because, I hope it's not a horrible game.
Yeah. But they won on Friday. And so that gave me even more excitement to go to this Sunday game because I was like, if they win,
it
like,
ties up the
it
series.
It ties up the series and we have a chance and the chance is looking good.
Let me break this down for some of you girls. And I'm about to sound like a pick me, but I'm genuinely trying to help because I wish somebody would have helped me. And I wish it was a girl who helped me. Because when I started asking questions about sports, I started watching with my husband or, you know, friends, aka guys. They answer and like they just don't want to have anything to do with answering your questions about it. Like they can't get it over fast enough. So the playoffs happen and they play 7 games pretty much like every other day. Sometimes there's more days in between. And whoever wins 4 of those games, so 4 out of 7 games, advances to the next round. So that's why they play so many games in a row and it can get pretty spicy. So
yeah. So when you lose 2 in a row, you know, it's like, okay, specifically if you lose 3 games in a row, I think, weren't you saying it's 0% so far in history? If a team loses the first 3 games of the series,
it's pretty much
you're done because you could win the next 4, but chances are you're not going to. Maybe you can win the next 2, but then you're going to lose at some point again. Mm-hmm. So it's best case scenario to be ahead or at least tied. Like if you are super far behind, you're not going to advance probably. So there's 2 more rounds basically. So if the Suns win this round, they play either the Warriors or the Lakers. And then it would be the finals. So anyway, yeah. So we won the game I went to and we tied up the series. That game was one of the best games that I've ever actually seen in my like life.
It was
let alone
so good.
The fact that I was there in person. I just felt so lucky. I'm like, this is the best case scenario that I was hoping for. Like everyone's playing really well. There's some spicy moments. Jokic like shoved someone kind of. There was like a trick shot.
He shoved literally the owner of the Suns.
Yeah.
That was insane. Oh, it was crazy.
And then there was kind of this trick shot moment where Booker like threw the ball like full court or half court to Kevin Durant and he turned around. It was a buzzer beater and he made a 3. Like,
yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't a 3, but was it? I can't remember if it was a 2 or 3. Anyway. But it was just, there were so many good moments in the game.
And it's rare that both teams are doing so good. Because sometimes when one team's doing really good, the other team's keeping up, but they just can't hit their shots. But both teams were just doing so phenomenal. I literally turned off the game after they won. And I was like, I am so jealous. I literally can't talk to JC for 3 days. Like me and Abby were watching the game. We're like, this is such a good game. I cannot believe you have such good seats to watch it happen.
No, I could not believe it. And I was so happy because I took my little brother, Carter, with me. And I was so happy that he got to experience that and that we got to experience it together because he just is such a huge basketball fan. And I have to say, this man, he knows so much. It scares me about basketball. To the point where I can't remember specifics and I wish I could, but we were doing really well. And then it was kind of a random lineup. Like it was, some random people were put in the game at the same time. And Carter was like, I don't like that lineup. Like we need more. I'm making this up. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, we need more offensive players or something like that. He's like, I don't like that he put those 2 in together or something. And we started literally losing. Like they started kind of gaining on us. And like, I was like, what the heck? And then Monty switched for the people that Carter was saying, like, he needs to put in whatever. And Monty pretty much did that. And then they like took their lead back. And I'm like,
wow.
And it's thing after thing like that. He just knows so much about basketball. So it's so fun to like watch games with him because any question I have, like, I'll be like, wait, is that kind of weird that he did that? And he just has like the answer ready for me. So he's like, just knows so much. It's fun to talk about basketball with him. So I was very happy that I got to bring him. And yeah, it was just the best night ever. I was so happy to be there. Grateful for the opportunity.
That's so fun.
I know.
I'm glad it was a good game for you.
Same.
It was truly magical.
I know. I really hope we go to the next round. We'll keep you guys updated as usual. It's kind of annoying because our episodes can never be current. So when this comes out, even will it have been? Could we have won like six game. The six.
We could either be out of the series, or we could have won the series, or we could still have one game left.
Okay, that's what I figured. Yeah, we'll see.
I know. I'm nervous.
I'm excited. But you guys, like, not to continue on this tangent forever, but Devin Booker is
so good.
So incredible. It's crazy. And it's so fun to watch him. Mm-hmm. And it's so fun that he's on our team. Like, he is one of the greatest. And he's just such a good basketball player and has so much star quality. It's insane.
It's just fun to watch someone who's wickedly good at something. Like, who is really, really good at what they do. And who just dedicates their entire life to something. And it just, makes me want to cry.
No, there's nothing that I love more. And when I was at the arena, like, which this is not, you know, this is to be expected, but all the starting lineup is like coming out and they're like announcing them by name and everyone's like screaming. And then Devin Booker was the last one they announced.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. I think my ears are still ringing. Like, the stadium and the arena erupted.
Wow.
And cheers for him so loud. I'm just like, wow, how does he feel?
Amazing. Or maybe he's dissociating from his
maybe.
Success.
Maybe. I was wondering if, like, because he's done really well the past, like, four games, like, you know, to the point where a lot of people are talking about him. Like, Shaq, I guess, had said something like that. I can't remember exactly, but something to the effect, like, on an after show, or what is it called? Like, just commentating afterwards, he had said something like, that's awesome that he did that well, but, like, he's not going to be able to
do it again.
Do it again, like, over and over. And then he basically looked at the camera and said, I need to issue an apology to Devin Booker because you proved me wrong. And, like, you do keep just doing it. And
he doesn't stop. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And this leads me to my next question. How does Kendall feel? Like, does she, you don't go from being, she's a sports fan. She loves basketball. You don't go from being super invested in basketball in general, specifically in the Suns, you're dating the star player, to not giving a crap about what they're doing. You have to still be, like, wondering how they're doing in the series.
Yeah. I bet she's watching. I bet she's happy for him.
You think? Like, I wonder.
I guess she's dating Bad Bunny. I was like, if they're just exes, I'm sure she still talks to him every once in a while, but she's dating Bad Bunny then. You know, maybe she's busy and she's in the music world now. Maybe she doesn't watch basketball anymore.
Don't get me wrong.
Honestly, I understand her. Like, when the Suns broke my heart, I literally didn't watch them for a full season. I had to stop. I had to step away. So maybe she felt the same.
Maybe. But I just wonder if she hears all the rumblings and, like,
oh, I'm
you
sure
know,
she does.
And she's just like,
I'm sure she does.
She feels.
Imagine your ex is literally an all-star NBA player who is, like, taking the NBA league by storm.
I would be so mad
media.
That we broke up. I'd be like, great.
You know what, though? I heard a quote, and it said, a crush, yes, it was from TikTok, a crush is just a lack of information.
What does that have to do with? What do you mean?
Like, if you think someone, like, oh, my, I bet she's so sad, but she's probably like, no, we broke up for a reason. He's
oh,
not
I
that
know
great.
What you mean. Okay, okay.
Like, yeah, you can have a crush on someone, but it's just because you don't know enough about them.
Like, you don't know all the things that that make him annoying, that
yeah.
give her the ick about
him. When she's trying
him.
To, like, be asked for to go on a date, he's like, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to play basketball. Sorry, I can't. I'm traveling.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing video games.
It, like, taints your vision yeah. of, like, yeah, that's true.
I would love to hold my vision of Devin as he is right now. Just keep it there.
Yeah.
I don't need more information.
No, I don't need more information.
I've
Although
seen
I
enough.
Would watch a 5-part documentary series about his life. I would love to dive
yeah,
in
yeah,
deep.
Yeah.
But I also...
A curated documentary.
Yeah. A curated documentary of nothing bad about him. So I just keep this vision
of
in my
him,
head that he's perfect.
Of him and his dog and his cars and his style and his Instagram and all of his vintage film cameras.
That's what I was telling Carter. I'm like, don't get me wrong. I know that there are so many, like, legends in the NBA, obviously. And maybe it's just... our generation specifically, that he dated Kendall, whatever, all of it combined. But I'm like, there's something about Booker specifically that he's the whole package in the sense of personality, style, vibe, cars, house. And then he's the
he's
best
different.
Basketball player also. So I'm not saying he's the best of all time. I'm just saying he's
yeah, you might get death threats for that one.
Well, I'm not saying that. But he's also very, very talented.
Yeah.
So it's like all of it combined just gives him this star quality that's different from other people who are maybe a little bit older in the space.
He's up and coming.
Yes, he's up and coming. And so
he's
it's
in
like,
his prime.
It's more exciting to watch, I think.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but he broke the Kardashian curse because even if something happens from this point in his career, it just goes down the drain, whatever. But the curse, I think, says that when they break, like right after they break up, basically the Kardashian who's dated this guy, the guy's life will just continuously go downhill and downhill. And after they broke up, he's literally been doing amazing.
I feel like the Kardashian curse is the opposite because that doesn't seem like a curse.
No, it's like, not because it's when like Scott Disick, after they broke up, like just his life was ruined. Lamar Odom, his life was ruined. Kanye West, his life was ruined. It's okay, like once it's you date me, you're cursed.
Interesting. Because I'm like,
all the players that Kendall dated before,
they like flopped.
They flopped afterwards. And he hasn't.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to look this up.
Because
actually.
I was thinking,
as if it's a factual thing. I'm like, what is the Kardashian curse?
But the Kardashian curse, like that makes it sound like I figured it was when you're dating them, you start flopping. Because it's like, that would be best case scenario. You date someone, you break up with them, and their life goes to shiz. Like, that's my best case scenario. It's like, yeah, when you don't have me, you have nothing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, as we know, Elle Australia has all the facts.
That's true.
What is the Kardashian curse, you might be asking? We are. Well, to put it simply, it's one of those conspiracy theories the internet can't get rid of. Falling into the realm of, it's so ridiculous, it must be true. It's the belief that the Kardashian brood happened to hex... Brood? Okay.
It's the Kardashian family.
Happened to hex all of their ex-partners whose lives fall into disarray after splitting from them.
Oh.
It's hilariously lewd, but when you look at the post-breakup lives of certain Kardashian exes, you can understand why free-minded theorists are convinced. Like Scott Disick, Chris Humphries, Lamar Odom, Tristan Thompson, Kanye West.
I'm screaming.
But Devin broke it.
Yeah,
so it's not
he did.
True.
He broke the curse.
But he is a Jenner. Or he's a Jenner by... He dated a Jenner, not a Kardashian, technically.
True. So maybe that's
so
the key.
It's true.
There's no Jenner curse yet.
True.
The Jenner curse is the opposite. Their careers skyrocket after they break up.
While they're dating, it's horrible. Afterwards, great.
Wow. Well,
you learn something new every day.
You learn something new every day. More NBA corner coming at you soon. Do you have any other things that have been going on?
Not much. I can update more next week. I guess like next Tuesday I'll have more updates because it's Nick's 30th birthday this week. So I gave him a little surprise this morning to go golfing with his dad. We flew in, or we didn't fly in, bye. His parents came up and surprised him at breakfast this morning, and I got them this tea time at this golf course that's really fancy and famous, and it's like very hard to get in. And I've literally been planning it for forever. And a couple, like a month or two ago, Nick was talking to me about birthdays because I think it was around my birthday. And he was like, just keep in mind, I've already booked the hotel for him, the tea time, like organized this, like with his parents coming to town and getting it all situated. And he was saying something snarky to me like, well, last year you forgot about my birthday. Like you didn't even do anything for my birthday last year. You've been dropping the ball on birthdays. And I just wanted to be like, if you knew that I've been planning your freaking 30th birthday since November and it's in May. And I wish I could have said it, but I didn't. And so today I got my...
You got your revenge.
Exactly. Literally the worst intentions. He's like so happy. I'm like, and remember when you said this? But it was really fun. He was so shocked. And so, yeah, we're just having a week of celebration.
Nice. The 30th is always a fun me one. Acts like I've had so many experiences. I'm like,
the 30th. Yeah, the
always
30th.
A good one. I remember that. I remember that time. No, but it's a big one. I feel like that's one of the biggest birthdays for some reason to me.
Yep.
Maybe it's just a new decade feels significant every time. I finished watching Jury Duty. Leif and I watched it. And I just wanted to say it's one of the greatest shows.
So good.
Of all time. It is so good. Like, it's a must watch. And I also don't trust Rotten Tomatoes whatsoever because it has like 60% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's so dumb. I don't know who does it because everyone I've seen on social media has been obsessed with it.
Everyone I know loves it. It's so good. We talked about it a few episodes ago, but it's on Prime Video, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to watch it, it's really good.
Oh, it's so good.
And it's kind
King
of
Ronald.
It's a kind of a one and done situation.
Yeah.
Like they can never do that show again.
No.
But he
I mean,
was everything and more.
I know.
Love
he was
him.
So nice. So sweet.
So sweet.
So funny. Ugh, he just passed every test. Did you
Loved.
Tear up at the end?
Yes.
When the judge was talking to him.
I teared up when
it's
the
like,
girl...
You're a hero.
Yes, when the girl was like, yeah, we've all been actors, but like, oh, you know, yeah, these are still parts of us. And like, she started kind of crying. She's like, we all just fell in love with you these past few weeks. I literally started sobbing. I'm like, this is so pure.
I know. They should give him more money though. Don't you agree?
Yeah. If they could have stood to give him more.
Just because I feel like even though that's fun for him and he became famous overnight, the trust issues I would literally have.
No, I can't imagine.
That would put you in a state of, oh my gosh, everything. You'd be like, is this real? I don't know.
Literally. You would think, I wonder from then on if he's just like, am I literally in a TV show? Yeah. If something happens, that's
wild. If you could be fooled that easily?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which leads me to my next point. My new hot take, men shouldn't be allowed on planes.
Yeah. Unless they're flying them.
Agrees. Wholeheartedly. No, today I was on my plane back from Phoenix and I was sitting by two women and they were both super nice. Like they complimented my son's jacket and one of them was like, we're 2-2. Like it's awesome. And then the other one was a Lakers fan. And she was like, but the Suns are doing so well. And we were just kind of talking. And I was just realizing, I'm like, I am so comfortable with you guys. I was in the middle seat. So they were surrounding me. And I'm like, I feel no ounce of like, oh, I just feel a little tense when I'm around a man, no mm-hmm. matter what.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't feel fully comfortable sitting next to you on a plane.
No.
And I was just realizing how comfortable I felt because I was surrounded by girls. And
we love it.
I was reflecting on how when we were in Austin, Maddie from the Bad Broadcast, she was saying that there should be an all girls like ride service.
I agree with that.
And I was like, yeah. And then I was thinking, and honestly, an airline as well. For the
all girls world.
All girls and gays, please, for the airline.
Yeah.
That would be the best. But we're about to read some stories about some crazy girls.
Yeah,
so maybe it wouldn't.
Maybe not. But you know the men would infiltrate somehow.
The only thing that's nice is when they can help you with your bags.
That's true. Who's going to be lifting our bags up on the top?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, we can do it ourselves.
When I was on the plane home from Austin, the girl next to me was such, she was wearing a Lakers shirt.
Mm.
Everyone just repping their team. And I will say when I'm watching the Lakers game, like right now the Lakers and the Warriors are playing. And if they're ever doing bad, I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for James and Beth because they're huge Lakers fans. Uh-huh. I'm like, I know the hurt because I don't care what I'm watching. I'm like, oh, you guys are all good. Yay. But whenever they start losing, I'm like, oh, I'm stressed for you guys.
You know the pain.
But she was the biggest mood I could have ever experienced. She was taking selfies when I first sat next to her. And I was the window and she was the aisle. She was taking selfies. She would take the selfie, full extended arm out. Not just like, oh, you know, sometimes if you're on a plane,
trying
you'll take
to do
it from,
subtle.
Yeah, she was not being subtle at all. She would hold it out horizontally, take the photo, look at it, zoom in a little bit, and then put her arm back out. Take another photo. She did that probably 15 times. And I love the hustle. Okay. I'm not one to hate on it. One time she pulled it back down. She was looking at it and she just goes, ugh.
Me.
Like she could not get the angle she wanted. Maybe she was trying to show her shirt. But I also couldn't. We were so close that half my body was in the selfies. So I was like trying to kind of lean out of them, but not make it obvious that I could see that I was in her selfies when I'm like, okay. And then at the end of the flight, she puts her headphones in. She starts like bobbing her head. And then she fully, with her arms, starts dancing, like moving her arms, kind of doing the whip and the nay-nay kind of movements. And I'm like, go off, queen. She's having the time of her life right now. And I'm here for it.
I love someone who can make a plane a good, you know, flight a good time.
Vibes. Yeah, I should have asked her what song she was listening to. She was getting down.
Meanwhile, I was sitting next to a man who was literally doing this.
On that
flight specifically.
Yeah.
And he asked me to switch places with him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that was kind of rude.
Well, it wasn't like rude. It just was like, why?
Yeah, I thought it was rude. I would have thought that was rude.
Really?
If someone asked me to switch if I had the window seat. Maybe not everyone prefers the window
seat.
There
were only two seats on each side. And he, like, I was the window seat and he was the aisle.
Why did he say he wanted to switch?
He didn't say. He just said, is it, like, do you need to be sitting there? Or is there any way that we could switch? And I just said, sure, we can switch. Because I'm like, I don't really.
You're not going to say no, but that's exactly why it's rude. It's like, I'm not going to say no, but.
Well, I
got
actually,
that seat for a reason.
I was actually kind of happy that he said that. I guess that's why I didn't take it as, because I was kind of stressed. He, right when I got there, he put my bag up for me. Like, he was just nice and like put both my bags up. But one of my bags had like my headphones, like all of my stuff in it. And I was like, great. And then I was in the window. So I was like, great. Gotcha. I'm going to have to like scoot past him and be like, sorry, can I get my phone, my whatever? So when he asked to switch, I was like, oh,
yeah,
kind of nice, because then I could just get it out.
True.
But
we had to look at the positives.
I didn't really know why he asked, though, because they're essentially the same. It's like, at that point, I don't really care. If he would have been like, hey, can you get my middle seat and I sit in the window? I'd be like, no.
Yeah, that's true.
But it just, that's true. They were both spacious, so I didn't really care. But he legit was snoring. Did you hear him?
Mm-mm.
He snored outwardly.
I had my Bose noise-canceling headphones on the whole time.
Was literally like,
oh.
Like, sir. Literally putting up the volume on my noise cancellation. I'm like, geez, you are tired. Anywho.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Yes. We shall. I'll go first. My ex-best friend has pictures of us on Instagram, and she removed my tagged username and replaced it with fake bitch.
Wow.
She didn't just delete the photo?
Do you guys still follow each other? Probably not.
I don't know.
And what did you do to deserve this? I need a lot more context.
Yeah.
What would warrant that behavior? What would someone have to do to you to do for you to do that?
Like sleep with my man.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, that's projecting onto the girl. But they are still fake, especially if they lied to me about it.
Yeah. If they're your best friend.
That would be probably the only thing. Or if they did something horrible to me or my family.
What did Tana? Oh, yeah. Tana Mojo. Her boyfriend cheated on her. And so she went back and changed all the captions of all the photos that like he was in with her. And like told the truth behind them, basically. So they would be like at a hotel together.
That's iconic.
And she would change the caption and be like, this photo was when we went to this hotel with all of my money. And he got in a fight with me and did this.
Oh.
And like. Tell the truth behind everything.
Shit.
She's like, this is after I had to pay for him to do this. And
anyway. That's so funny.
He deserved it. Finding out my sister used my toothbrush while having strep throat on this podcast.
Bye. Goodbye. Did she tell you? That's so funny that she confessed. Because how else would she know?
Right. Unless she realized like her sister had strep throat and then she ended up getting it.
Oh.
And then she asked her or something.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious.
That is the scary part about writing into this podcast. Mm-hmm. If you have friends or sisters or whoever that listens, you gotta maybe switch up some details or some names if you don't want them to catch on.
I know.
We're taking a break to talk about seed. So the gut immune axis is very interesting. Gut health in general is very fascinating. And the gut and the immune system work together to carefully coordinate our body's response to the world around and within us. It is a very important connection known as the gut immune axis. Our resident gut microbes directly impact the development and the function of the immune system. So even before we're born, microbes help set the foundation of our immune system, teaching our body how to distinguish between benign substances and substances that our body does not recognize as its own. So Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic is a plant-based prebiotic and probiotic with 24 strains that have been clinically or scientifically studied for its benefits. It's free from 14 classes of different allergens by the European Food Safety Authority, including like sugar-free, vegan, soy-free, gluten-free, lots more. Has no binders, no preservatives, and is Prop 65 compliant. It's also got really cute branding. I don't know if you guys have seen like the dark green little containers that Seed comes in, but it's a moment for the health and wellness aesthetic.
Good branding is always a plus. So you take two capsules once a day on an empty stomach. This could be first thing in the morning, 30 minutes before your first meal, or 2 hours after your last meal. So it's engineered to survive your external and internal environments. So here's some of the benefits of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. There is digestive health. You can have, it benefits your skin health and even your heart health. Seed delivers the DS01 Daily Symbiotic to you monthly in sustainable packaging with a reusable glass jar that protects the probiotics inside and helps minimize plastic use and waste. So join us in our gut health journey with Seed. Visit seed.com/sed and use the code SED to redeem 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/sed and use code SED. Go check it out.
If you are looking to start a website for anything, any type of business that you have, any platform or any service you offer, Squarespace is the move, you guys. Chelsea and I have used Squarespace for countless websites for basically all of our business ventures. And my favorite thing about it is that it is very user-friendly and you don't have to know all about coding and like you don't have to be super experienced to pick a beautiful template on their website and just create a really nice, streamlined, beautiful website that looks good and is really easy for people to navigate. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business.
Squarespace is everything to sell anything. Squarespace has all of the tools that you need to get your business off the ground. So if you want to use video blocks, you can present your videos from YouTube, Vimeo, on your Squarespace site, which is really aesthetically pleasing, but also very helpful. If you do have other channels you want to link to, they also link to your social media accounts. So if you want to display posts from your social profiles on your website, Squarespace has got you covered. You also own all of the content that you put on the Squarespace platform, and it's very easy to track your traffic, which is very valuable when you have a business. It's also very nice because you can give contributors selective access to your site's website manager depending on their permissions. So if you have a graphic designer or someone who's going to come on and add things to your website, it's really seamless and user-friendly. Check out squarespace.com/whatwesaid for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code WHATWESAID to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That is squarespace.com/whatwesaid, offer code WHATWESAID. Go check it out. You know our 10-year reunion was this weekend. We didn't get to go.
I know.
High school reunion.
We were in Austin.
I know. That would have been fun.
I wonder how that went. I didn't see any photos or anything.
I did ask for the tea from someone who went, and I'll have to give it to you afterwards.
There's tea?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, dang,
no,
I was excited.
Not that much tea. Just a recap of it.
Okay, would love to hear.
One of my friends called the cops on a girl's birthday party because her birthday was close to the party and wanted the attention all on her. Okay.
Wait, what?
So this girl called. So these two girls had birthday parties, I guess, and her birthdays. One of the girls was throwing a birthday party. It was too close to the other girl's birthday. And so she called the cops on her to have more attention on her. Just for attention. Wow. Okay.
Calling the cops just for attention. That's, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do in these streets. At our college bar, a girl dumped a full drink on my head because I was hooking up with her friend's boyfriend. That's how I found out he had a girlfriend.
Oh, that's bad.
That's so bad.
That has never happened to me, but I can't imagine the shock.
A drink.
Okay, not the, well, both of those things separately, also together. Getting a drink poured on your head, but also finding out that the guy you're talking to casually, you have no clue that they're dating someone else, and then have a girl confront you and be like, that's my boyfriend. You're like, oh, I didn't know he was in a relationship,
that
obviously.
That would be so jarring.
Terrifying.
But it really is not, like, that is truly on the guy at that point. If she has no idea,
yeah,
like, why are you throwing a drink on her? She did
Maybe
not
she
know.
Didn't know. She didn't know.
Probably.
But regardless, it would be fun to throw a drink on someone. After watching Vanderpump Rules, they do it so often to each other. It's like,
that's like a thing they do.
Yeah.
When they get mad.
Actually, it's the thing Tom Schwartz does. He always is the one doing
it.
So bad.
So bad.
My best friend slash roommate and I got into an argument, and when I came home from break, every picture of us in the apartment was replaced with ones of her and her other friends. Ouch. Okay.
All right. That's a bit much.
Oh my gosh. Just
that's a bit extreme.
The execution of that, having to go print out new pictures, the right size of the frames. Like, you're petty for that.
That is so much work.
Over an argument?
Wowza. My old best friend in college literally ended our 4+ year friendship because I did not post a photo on Insta of her on National Best Friends Day. I cannot make this
up. Mood, honestly. You, when you're with other friends and like say, my best friend. I'm going to do that.
End our friendship? Awesome.
Oh, no. I'm screaming.
You know, some people are really weird about that, actually. What? About outwardly showing on social media, like the friendship.
Yeah.
I've actually had that experience too. Like getting mad for not posting about someone.
Oh, you getting mad or someone getting mad at you?
No, someone else getting mad at me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's
sticky. I actually could kind of understand if someone was constantly posting, it was not their job, and they were just like always on social media and they did everyone else's birthday, but they didn't do yours. I would understand that. But if that person's not always on social media, if they don't always post for birthdays, it's like some years I go ham for birthdays on Instagram specifically. Like I'm going to do the same energy in person as much as I can. But sometimes it's like, I'm not going to do a whole long thing. I did that last year. Give me a year to wait and then next year it'll be more meaningful.
I'm trying to think of genuinely if you didn't post a single thing like saying happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
If I would be like kind of annoyed or if I would not care at all. And I feel like
if I posted other stories that day. Yeah, that would be annoying. I feel like if I was I'm at breakfast, I'm having a lunch.
I think the only, but I guess it's just different because it's like, I think it would be more annoying to me if you did not acknowledge in person that it was like,
oh yeah, more
if
for
you,
sure.
If you were doing stuff like for me or with me on my birthday, I feel like the social media thing wouldn't mean much to me.
No, that's true.
But
if it was a friend who you didn't, yeah, I don't know. It depends.
It really does. I don't think that would bother me with most people in my life. It's like you said, the only thing that would clue me in of like, oh, is something weird between us is if you are obsessed with posting on social media, you post for all your friends' birthdays and you specifically do not post for mine.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, do you hate me now?
Yeah.
Like, I think that would make me question something.
Yes.
Other than that, I don't think I would care at all.
Also, going back to the story I just read, I'm still thinking about this, the arguing, like, oh, we got in an argument. It's so weird to picture, and maybe just because we're older now and that just like doesn't really happen maybe when you're our age. But thinking about like arguing with your friends over something, like having an argument, almost like a fight, as if you would with like your husband or something, like getting into an argument seems so foreign to me. Like just sitting here and just like getting into an argument about something and then one of us like storms out or something. That seems so, eat with any of my friends.
I feel like you guys are going to think we're joking that we've never had an argument where one of us like storms out of the room.
No.
We've never in our life had something like that.
No.
We've like disagreed on little things or been kind of like, but nothing,
no.
Even remotely. I cannot
relate
to that. That's
what I'm saying. Like I wouldn't even call any of those like an argument.
No.
This sounds so dumb, but like discussions, but not arguments.
No.
That seems so foreign to me.
It is very foreign to me.
I think
as well.
I would be shocked if I got into an argument with a friend. We were arguing. Unless it was about something so like I was so opposite of them, you know, and I was like, I cannot let you. But
yeah.
It's like, what?
What could possibly warrant that?
No.
That's why I feel like all of our friends are very level-headed people.
Yeah.
Like, again, we've had discussions. Like, I can't even think. I was thinking of Tyson. I'm like, we've had discussions maybe where we disagree, but it never is like we've, I can kind of picture the feeling of like us having a discussion and us at the end still not agreeing.
Yeah.
Being like, no, I do not think so. And be like, I do. I think so.
Yeah.
And then just like leaving it at that though.
Yeah.
Like nothing ever.
I wouldn't even call that an argument.
No. Yeah, I cannot. I agree. That sounds crazy. But
yeah.
Some people just have different types of friendships and relationships.
Yeah. I feel like if you're arguing with one friend, you're probably arguing with all of your friends. Or you have one friend in specific that like argues with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I always think when I watch Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, I don't know how they move on with their friendship and continue with the fights they have.
I
feel like I would be like, oh, I'm never speaking to you again.
No.
Like, we just obviously,
you just
don't
slept
get
with my ex-boyfriend behind my back and lied to me about it to my face.
Like you're done.
No. It's actually crazy.
It's
but
crazy.
I bet they have to because they're filming.
Yeah.
I bet it forces them to be like, okay, we have to talk about it. Oh, man. Okay, anyways. I chose to spend time with my boyfriend over my roommate, who is crazy, by the way. And she ripped out clumps of her hair and stuck them in my shampoo bottle so I wouldn't forget about her again.
She needs psychiatric evaluation.
Yeah, you need a restraining order on her. That's terrifying.
No, that's not okay. So that you don't forget about her.
Yeah, not even as revenge, just like a cute little keepsake.
Reminder.
Sick.
No.
You're sick for that.
Can we know for me? My ex-best friend told my current boyfriend that God told her they were meant to be together in the beginning of our relationship. Safe to say we are no longer friends.
Oh my gosh.
Girl.
They were dating. They were dating, right?
Yes. In the beginning of her relationship.
No.
Girl.
That
BFFR.
No. Absolutely not. That would be an argument.
I know you did not say
that. That wouldn't even be an argument. That would be like a, what the hell were you thinking? And literally never talk to me again.
No.
You are so weird
for
that.
You are so weird for that.
I made a comment about how cute my boyfriend's freckles are, and his childhood friend had to chime in and say, I used to count his freckles when we were kids. Bye. She's always so petty and talking about their childhood memories. Ew. Ew, 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 ew.
Oh, it's like we know her intention.
Yeah. You don't own this guy.
No.
Because you guys were friends when you're kids.
Can we just talk about when you just know... when you just know someone's freaking intention and they act so innocent.
Yep. You're like...
And you're like, you are not fooling me.
No.
But they fool other people sometimes. Like, it feels like everyone's like, they're awesome. And you're like, I see through this person.
Yeah, they're not just saying that.
No. They have an agenda. It's like they're subtly... Her being like, I used to count his freckles. It's like, she is subtly being condescending.
Yes.
But she's being innocent and nice about it, so you can't say anything. That is the worst thing to me.
Yes, and she's kind of trying to insert her possession over him as well. Like, yeah, yeah, I've known him longer. I used to do that first. No thanks. Yeah, talk about a crazy mother-in-law. You know what's worse than that? A crazy childhood girlfriend.
Yikes.
Like, girl, that's a friend.
I've read too many books. I've read too many book talks.
They always end up
together. They always end up together.
Yeah.
Too many book talks.
We are obsessed with this sponsor. It's Lululemon. It's truly a dream come true to work with them. This company has seen it all. They've been to the pickleball courts with us. They've been...
lots of walks.
Lots of hot girl walks. They've been to workout classes. Specifically, the Align leggings from Lululemon. I actually wore these just barely on our flight to Austin. I had this cute little cropped jacket from Lululemon with my matching green Align leggings. I had the mini flare ones, and I got so many compliments on them. And the color is just, and the fit, it's so comfortable. It's so flexible. It felt like I was wearing nothing on the plane in the best way possible.
You really did get a ton of compliments. I can vouch. Everyone was like, that color is so cute. Wait, is that from Lululemon? Yeah. Literally a girl in line did ask you. And we said yes. And we're sponsored by them and we flexed. No, I'm kidding. But it's very cool that we get to work with them. We feel very honored because they're just one of our favorite brands. So the Align pants, leggings, they have a bunch of different types at this point. They have like just the regular Align leggings, you can get them two different lengths, I believe. They have like the flare ones that are super cute and tons of cute colors. I have a hot pink pair that I'm obsessed with. They're super flexible. It has like a four-way stretch, so you can bend, stretch, move literally any way you want without restriction. So comfortable. Literally the softest, comfiest texture your legs have ever felt. And it's super flattering. They just kind of flatter the body in a really nice way. And they feel weightless. Like Chelsea said, kind of feels like you're wearing nothing, which is my best case scenario. So get into the Lululemon Align collection at lululemon.com. Go check it out. All right, we have a new show recommendation for you. It's on Netflix, and it is Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. Chelsea and I just watched the trailer for this, and it looks really, really good. The cinematography looks incredible. The music looks amazing, and it looks like a really good love story and just... like it would be a ball of a time to watch. So it is centered on Queen Charlotte's rise to prominence and power. This Bridgerton-verse prequel tells the story of how the young queen's marriage to King George sparked both a great love story and a societal shift, creating the world of the ton inherited by the characters in Bridgerton. It's a Netflix series based on the origins of the historical figure Queen Charlotte, but is a work of historical fiction. It is also written by Shonda Rhimes, who serves as executive producer. And I feel like we can always trust Shonda with a great show.
you know, I'm in my historical fiction era as well. And if there's something that my mom taught me as a young girl, it's that these kind of shows in this time period really are just the best steamy shows to consume. So it's a story about how young Charlotte, young Agatha Danbury, and young Violet Bridgerton came to be the beloved and revered characters they are in Bridgerton. You learn how they found their place in power, all while navigating their personal passions and politics. While the characters are in positions of power behind closed doors, they are as vulnerable as the next person. The series explores the struggle to balance their personal life alongside their duty. The love between Queen Charlotte and King George is the love story to inspire all love stories, the kind of love that the entire town aspires for themselves. It's the myth that has set everything. The series has all of the elements of Bridgerton audiences love, like sex, romances, and scandal, of course. The chemistry between young Queen Charlotte and young King George is steamy. I've seen clips of this on TikTok and I need to be watching immediately. It's already out, so you can watch now only on Netflix. It's Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story. Go check it out.
Our roommate was so mad at us that she took all of the dishes and other kitchen stuff she had bought to her room, including all of her stuff in the fridge. She had milk unrefrigerated for days.
What?
Girl, how does that get revenge? That just inconveniences you.
That's just self-sabotage. Interesting.
Milk just rotting. For what? You did this for what?
Girls will do anything for attention.
True.
If there's one thing about girls, and I am girls,
we will do anything. About me.
Yeah.
Just rotten milk for days. Just to be like questioned. Yeah.
Just to be spoken
just,
to.
Just for someone to notice you.
Yep. My college roommate put Nair in my face wash because we didn't invite her out with us to a party the night before. Even though she had an exam the next morning she was stressing about. So we thought we were doing her a favor. Love that for me. Hopefully you didn't wash your face with that and your eyebrows went bye-bye. Your eyelashes. Your eyes. That's got to hurt your eyes.
That is next level for... Wait, is that because she didn't invite her out?
Yeah. The night before, even though she had an exam.
The thing is, like, why not invite her, though? Like, that, I'm not on her side but necessarily, but also it's like...
Just send the invite.
Why don't you just invite them regardless? Like, if I had...
That's always the answer.
Multiple roommates, I wouldn't just, like, oh, she has a test, so let's not tell her. Like, I'd be like, hey, we're going out if you want to come. I know you have a test, but,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, that's making me think that you did purposely leave her out a little
bit. I mean, it doesn't excuse the behavior, but...
It doesn't excuse the nair, but...
I could see the anger.
I'm like, she did what she had to do. I asked my roommate to clean her hair out of the bathroom sink drain. When I got home from work, she had pulled out a tennis ball-sized drain hair wad and left it in front of my bedroom door. Girlie!
Honestly, it's kind of funny.
That is disgusting.
That is funny, actually. And that kind of seems like something I would do. If
Chelsea, I would Abby,
no. If one of my siblings, like if Abby was like being super bossy about something, like you need to do this and bugging me about it. Maybe it was something I was already going to do. I would do something if it was non-harmful, just funny. Please. And they're just like, you get this out of my room. I would go get it. Teach them a real lesson. In high school, a guy liked me. Just period. Once upon a time.
That's the craziest story of all.
Feeling was not mutual, especially since he had a girlfriend. That said girlfriend got my nudes from a different guy and sent them around. Even sent them to the school resource officer and principal. Most horrifying experience ever. Girl, that is breaking all kinds of girl code and literally breaking the law. That is evil.
Not okay.
That's actually evil.
I listened to the Call Her Daddy episode with Madison Beer, and that was like a main theme of it is that she had sent a guy nudes when she was a minor. I don't know how old she was, maybe like 15 mm-hmm. or 16. And it was like a guy she liked and had known for years. And she had sent him nudes. And he had like saved them off of Snapchat, which she was saying she sent them via Snapchat. And at that time, she's like, oh, you can literally only see it and then it disappears and you can screenshot it. But you get a notification if someone screenshots.
Yeah.
So she was like, I thought I was being safe with it. And she really liked this guy and she trusted him. And she's like, then I heard about this app that was like called SnapSave or something where you could save them without them getting the notification. And she was like, oh, that's scary. Anyway, he ended up, he had saved all her nudes and he had like shown his friends or like sent them to people. And they got leaked on the internet because she had a platform. Like she was gaining like popularity at the time.
Oh, that's so sad.
And she said for years, because this was, I don't know how old she is now, but this had to have been like almost 10 years ago. So it was a while ago and they got leaked on Twitter and stuff. And she was like absolutely bullied so much, like called a slut. And like she was saying, it literally wasn't until a few years ago that she realized like she was the victim in this. Like she sent someone she trusted photos that he asked for and he literally, betrayed her trust and they put them all over the internet and she was a minor. Like, and she was like, she's like, I thought my reputation and my career was over because I was so embarrassed. And then someone had like messaged her again and had like a hard drive of like all of them and was like, I'm gonna like post all of them if you don't follow me on Instagram and like do all this stuff.
What?
Anyway, I feel like in today's society, we're like thankfully moving away from that type of narrative. I feel like if that happened now,
you know that they're a victim.
Yeah, it would be immediately like there would be so much support for her, I feel like now, where it would be like, screw this guy who sent them, like,
don't look at them, don't share them, report them.
Yeah, report them, like, let's support her. But yeah, it really was such a different time.
It's so hard because pictures, it's so hard to get out of people's possessions on their phones.
Yeah.
Like, those are just out there now.
I know. Ugh. So sad.
That is so evil when people do things like that.
Especially the audacity to, like, make it her problem as if she's the slut for sending, you know? It's just like, oh, I hate that so much. One time I stole my roommate's toilet paper. I told her I would pay her back, but I forgot. So she pooped and smeared it on the shower walls.
Oh!
She refused to clean it up, so I moved out the next day.
No. No. Absolutely not.
I'm stunned speechless. Is this a real story? Pooped and smeared it on the walls.
My jaw's on the floor. No.
I'm having a hard time believing. That's real. I'm sorry. You're done. You're done. I'm never speaking to you again. You need to go to a penitentiary. What is it called? You need to go to prison.
You need to go to Azkaban.
You're banished to Azkaban. Bye.
Absolutely not. I'm going to have nightmares about that. Once in college, I was sitting across from a girl who I considered to be a friend. She was looking at me and I looked up and made eye contact and she said, you know, I think guys only like you and think you're pretty because you're blonde and stand out. I told her she could try a sparkly shirt or something if she was worried about not standing out.
Oh my God. Because you're blonde and stand out. The insecurity is screaming.
Obviously, she's just jealous, but it's giving the little kid that girl was babysitting saying, my dad said that, or my mom said my dad was looking at you. Yeah, and that you're not even that pretty.
Bye.
Oh.
On the first day of high school freshman year, my friend and I showed up in the same pair of pants. One of my classmates pointed it out, and in front of everyone, my friend said, yeah, but mine are two sizes smaller. She did not.
No.
She did not have to do that.
No. An almond mom in the making.
Literally.
Please.
She has an almond mom, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the victim.
No, she's the victim in this situation.
Oh my gosh, I can't. It's like when you're borrowing clothes from a friend or something and they're like, oh, I don't think this will fit you. It's like, it barely fits me. It's like,
cool.
Okay.
What are you trying to say?
What are you trying to say here?
Here, wear this huge oversized tee I have.
This is too big for me. Do you want it? Rad. But yes, I will. I do want it. Okay, are you done with the girls' ones?
Yeah, we're just doing a few from the guy's perspective now.
Okay, so this is from a guy. My brother's ex-girlfriend was so angry with him.
Trying to read it from a man's.
I'm like, my brother's. I'm trying to get the relation correct.
Okay.
My brother's ex-girlfriend was so angry with him, she ripped his earring out of his ear. Poor guy. He probably deserved it. Still has a scar on his ear years later. That is my worst nightmare. My earring getting ripped out.
That is violence.
And you know that thing was like, oh, so painful.
Do you get scared to wear like earrings like that in front of Case? That he'll like, or is he not at the age right now that he'll rip them?
He used to, and I would just wear little tiny hoops. But yeah, that is a fear. Or was a fear. It's not really anymore.
Because he'd be more gentle now, probably?
No.
Oh.
No, he'd be... Actually, no, now he is more... Now I'm thinking about it. He is more grabby now, if he notices them. Before, he always notices necklace and earrings when he was probably like 6 months, you know, when you're constantly holding them, breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. He was like constantly reaching up and grabbing stuff. But now, well, he barely likes being picked up now because he just likes to run. But...
True.
He grabs the hair, and he's quick and he's strong.
That's the thing. When kids just grab, it's so quick. You're like, what the? How did you even do that fast?
I have to have the reflexes. He'll put his hand on my, especially when I wear big earrings. He'll like put his hand on them really quick, and I have to like grab his hand so fast and just hold it and be like, it's soft, be soft. Let go of mommy's earring.
Okay, this is also from a guy's perspective. All of these next ones are. The girl I was talking to before I met my wife made TikTok videos on my wedding about how I was marrying the wrong girl.
Oh,
that is bold.
That is bold. Why? It's literally his wedding day. Like, why do these people wait for the wedding day?
Like, you missed your chance.
Why didn't you try the day before? They just want the attention so bad.
Did she literally like green screen photos of your wedding and say like, this is the guy, he's marrying the wrong girl. I want to know like what the videos were. And did they pop off?
Oh.
Can you imagine?
I would stitch it of me and him just making out in our honeymoon suite.
It's giving.
Best wishes.
It's giving, what's his name? Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yeah. Him just rubbing, kissing my feet. Ew. My husband once had a girl who he used to date full on find him in class and slap him across the face because she thought he had cheated with a girl in his class. He had not. Other girl also confirmed. The slapping.
Wow.
It's never okay.
It would feel so good to slap. That's never okay.
It would feel so good.
Me in my boxing era, wanting to be so violent. Like, it just would be a great experience to slap, to feel what that would feel like.
To be slapped or to slap?
No, to slap.
Yeah.
But also...
Hey, you're scaring me more.
I said a man, not you. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
But also, I don't think I could ever do that. I don't think I could ever...
No.
Get mad enough to physically hit someone. Like, that's really crazy.
It would have to be... Especially in like high school, which if you're in a class, maybe you're in college, but it's like, really? It's not that big of a deal. At that point, again, let's just be honest. You're just wanting a little bit of a fiery exchange, mm-hmm. maybe a little attention.
Totally. Okay. It was Valentine's Day. I told her happy Valentine's Day, et cetera, right when I woke up. I had Valentine's stuff set up to be delivered to her later that day. 9 a.m. on my way to class.
I already know where this is going. You've already not done enough.
She says she's mad at me that I didn't do anything for her for Valentine's Day. It was 9 a.m. and I'd been awake for 40 minutes.
She's valid for
honestly,
that.
That's me. That would 100% be like, where are the flowers? Like, I'm confused. Literally 8 a.m.
No, 100%. A couple years ago.
Unfortunately, that is like very relatable for
100%.
Girls.
A couple years ago, this is not my finest moment. Okay, this is more of a confession. It was probably our second year of being married. So it was like our second birthday or my second birthday with Nick. And my mom and my family are big birthday people, okay? So when you wake up, you literally have a room decorated with hearts on your wall, candy, your presents. They wake you up with literal streamers and confetti and sing to you literally the moment you wake up. So that's what I'm used to, okay? Nick, bless his sweet, pure little heart. He came in. This is so mean now I'm thinking back on it. He is not the best at prepping ahead of time for these kinds of things. I think it's kind of like trip anxiety. It stresses him out so much before, and especially because of my high expectations and knowing that I would get the birthday blues. So it was just, he has said to me, that used to be like the worst time of year. It was your birthday. Because I'd be so stressed that I wouldn't live up to the expectations. And anyway, so I woke up to him trying to get on my phone to use my Starbucks app to order me a Starbucks. And I was mad at him that he didn't already know my Starbucks order and that he was like trying to use the app to see what my like order would be. And I was literally mad at him for the rest of the day. I was like, you didn't even think about my birthday. You didn't like show up for me. You didn't do this and this. And he was like, I literally The day just started. It's been 20 minutes. I'm trying to get you coffee. Like, I haven't even had a chance. Give me a chance. And that's just the mental state I was in, obviously. But I'm sorry, Nick. He's done great ever since.
Oh, it's so, I feel like just those days are like, I don't know. Some guys really are super, like, good at that stuff. Like, they really naturally are. I have friends whose husbands are like, just, I feel like that comes naturally to them or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the flowers and the chocolate and stuff. And not that that's like, it's definitely not too much to ask for. Don't get me wrong. But I do think, like, yes, they can put in effort. And here's the thing. I set the expectation. I tell Leif, like, if I get nothing from you, I will tell him weeks in advance. I'll say,
yeah,
I'm letting you know this event is coming up. My birthday, Valentine's Day. If I do not receive anything from you, like, doesn't even have to be a physical gift, but, like, if you forget, if you whatever, I will be mad. I'm letting you mm-hmm. know now, weeks in advance. If it's my birthday and you have planned nothing and you have prepped nothing, you don't give me anything, I will be upset. Mm-hmm. I'm letting you know that now.
Yeah.
So
it will not be a good day for you.
No, because that's true.
Yeah.
It's like, and, but I do think, like, I told Leif this the other day because I will, like, randomly just be like, oh, we should go to this new place for dinner. Like, I'm the one who, like, comes up with, like, usually that concept, that idea of, like, hey, we should try this place.
Yeah.
And the other day he was telling me, he's like, I need to do that more. Like, you are so good at, like, planning that kind of stuff for us. Like, thinking of, like, oh, we should do a different date this time. And he's like, I need to do that more. And I'm like, that would be, like, I would love that. But also, you do so much for me in so many different ways. That's not really, like, I don't know. I feel like girls write in sometimes and it's like you focus on, like, the one thing that your guy, it's like, well, you didn't give me flowers. And it's like, I was explaining to Leif, I'm like, you don't often, like, get me gifts, really, but that's not part of my love language. And you are so good at affirming me in all these different ways that it's like, why would I focus on, like, like, almost like start a fight for no reason. It's like, where are my random flowers today? It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. It's love languages and you deserve, like, the best. So if a guy's literally doing the bare minimum, never plans anything, never gets you anything, and is also, like, not nice to you, goodbye. But I feel like sometimes it's like, if you know they're doing their best, and also you can communicate that to them and be like, if that's important to you. But
mm-hmm. like, I need more surprises.
Mm-hmm.
I know the hard thing is, especially with Nick, as you're saying that, is he's really good at the unexpected. When he is such, you know, those, like, four personalities where it's like, the person who does really well with outer expectations, the person who does really good with inner expectations. There's some people who are good at both. And then there's, like, the rebel who, if someone says something to them,
they don't want to do it.
Like, almost physically can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nick is that. And if he knows that it's, like, to be expected, it causes him so much stress. But he's so good at the unexpected. Like, he always gets me flowers and gets me little presents or treats or, you know, does random fun things. And the problem is that my expectations are on the birthdays, on the anniversaries, on the Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his weak point, is knowing he has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
trying
stress.
To live up to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I do get, but I can't relate because I'm great at gift giving. I'm great at his birthdays.
Yeah.
So, you know, to each his own. But I'm not that good at spontaneous, I will say that. So anyways, wow, we really got a lot out. We're like, these are our strengths and weaknesses of our relationships. When my older brother was in 11th grade, he broke up with his girlfriend because she was controlling and manipulative. Okay, as he should. She literally walked straight into his room right after the breakup, grabbed his entire fish tank and dumped the whole thing, fish and all, into the toilet. She recorded it flushing and sent it to him.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay, in the toilet where there's water, so they didn't die. Flushes them.
That is maniacal. That is not okay,
girl. Killing animals?
No,
seriously,
you've reached a new low.
You have gone too far.
Like, take his sweatshirts or something.
Sheesh. Okay, writing on behalf of my boyfriend. The craziest thing a girl has ever done to him is at a party, continually hitting on him after he said he has a girlfriend. She continued to cling to him all night and resorted to sitting on his foot, arms, and legs wrapped around his legs.
What?
Screaming that he was all hers and that no one could separate them. He spilled ice water on her to get her off.
Oh my God.
Why? After he said he has a girlfriend, no. Why are you doing that? That is twisted.
What? Where does that behavior come from?
Just so many places.
so many places. So many unseen places. The things I would do to both of them, honestly, when they, like, I would be mad at him too. Just because
Why?
He was there and it just happened. You know?
Just because he was surrounded by girls.
He
put himself in that position. Yeah, no, yeah, he deserved it. Yeah. True.
No, but you know what I mean? It's like, that would just make me mad.
I wonder if, well, it was
so obvious.
She,
I'm like, I would be upset by that.
Is she dating him at the time? Like, was she the girlfriend in question? Or is this just a story he told her, like, years later? You know what I mean?
Either.
Yeah, I would be furious, actually.
Even if Nick, like, even if we are, you know, out and about, specifically in Arizona or Utah or Idaho, where he went to college, it's like, if there's something brought up about a girl, or we're with his high school friends and they bring up a girl and I know he's kissed her or something, I'm like, you're in the doghouse tonight for some reason.
For some reason.
Like, the fact that you ever laughed at another girl's joke.
That one that hurts.
Told
most,
another
to be honest.
Girl that she was pretty. Went in for a kiss. The fact that you did any of those things means jail time, and that is why I expect so much of my birthday.
No, that
full
is
circle.
So twisted.
That
I
is
am
why
so mad at Leif right
you
now.
You need to have hearts in my room on my birthday. Candy taped to them with cute little sayings. I need you to wake me up with silly string, but don't spray on me. Just around me and clean it up. Take me to breakfast, and that is why I expect those things because of the things and the sins that you have done. Before me.
No, I've never heard truer words. The fact that Leif has ever laughed at another joke is really sending into actual a spiral right now. Like,
imagine them complimenting a girl about their personality specifically.
Like, imagine a girl,
like, you're really cool and funny.
Imagine her getting into his car, like, on a date and him being like, you look so cute.
No.
Ew. Ew, I'm so mad.
No. Oh.
I'm furious. Should I call Leif right now on the podcast and ask him if he's ever told another girl she's pretty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if he does,
I'm not going home. I'm going home with you.
You're coming to my house because Nick's luckily out of town tonight.
Luckily.
He can think about what he's done alone. Oh, don't. You're trying to hurt your own feelings. Hopefully he lies. If he's a good boy.
Hey.
Hey, I have a question. Wait, what are you doing?
Just watching a basketball game.
Oh. Have you ever, when a girl got in your car for like a date or something, just straight up and like, you look so pretty tonight?
I didn't go on like many dates where I just went and picked up the girl. It was mostly just like group dates, like you just meet up.
Okay, that's better.
Did you ever tell her that she looked cute?
Nothing that comes to mind, but probably not. Knowing who I was back then, I probably didn't do that.
Knowing who I was? Just because you were more shy?
Yeah.
Wow. You've passed the test, shockingly.
Have you ever said, I like you to another girl? Like, I really like you.
Yes.
Ew! Have you ever told another girl she's so funny?
Yeah.
Okay. I just ended the call.
I wish I could have recorded. Okay.
I'm screaming.
That one took me over the edge.
Oh my gosh. I'm screaming. Woo. I hope that
okay.
he just texted me. He's apologizing.
I'm absolutely screaming at okay. Not even just hanging up. You have to say okay before.
He's FaceTiming.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
What? Is this for a TikTok or something?
It was for a podcast. Oh my gosh. I'm crying laughing. Okay. You can what's the word? Not confess for your sins. What is it called?
Repent.
You can repent for your sins a little bit later when I'm home.
Ew. What a freak.
Okay, not in that way, psycho. You know, in other ways. Okay, we're finishing up the podcast.
All right.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh my gosh, I cannot breathe.
He owes you a 2-hour back massage after that.
Oh, 100%. He's rubbing my feet tonight. My feet have been hurting after all this traveling. Whew, okay.
Wow.
Well, that was a great way to end.
That was a great way to end. Not the animal abuse part or the animal killing.
No, that was a bit much. Thank you guys so much.
The cancellation of our husbands.
Thank you so much for writing in, you guys. Those were really good. Oh, I actually do love stories from guys' perspectives too. It's funny.
I know. Maybe we should do a part 2 soon.
Yeah.
But just from the guys.
Yeah, just from the guys. Another men tell all situation.
And maybe we'll bring the boys on to, you know,
back them up, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Have a different perspective and also to say sorry publicly for what they've done.
Totally.
I need them to go through every. Yeah, I'm not getting into it, but they need to have some work.
They have some work done. They need repenting, that's for sure. Okay, well, if you guys want to follow along with the podcast, it's at What We Said Podcast. Also, you can be involved in these story episodes. Write in. We have little like highlights on our Instagram where you can write in stuff. We do an advice column at the end of every month if you want to write in for advice or just be involved. Know what's coming up. We're working on summer merch right now. And if you're feeling extra, extra generous and sweet and you want to make our days after our husbands just ruined our days, you can leave us a rating and review on either the podcast app, Apple, or Spotify. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.